I've heard a lot about hybrid linebackers, and hybrid seems to be a key word in personnel right. in this defense. What does that mean for Beasley? What do fans expect out of that position of the strong side linebacker?
I don't know if it's a hybrid. You know, it's one of those things where we play base and nickel, which is like the rest of the league, right? Very, very normal. It just means 40% of these snaps, he's going to be in a Sam role, you know, and it's a Sam backer. We're going to bring him sometimes, so that'll duplicate what he does as a nickel end. At times, we're going to buzz him, which is something that I think he'll thrive at because he's got such speed and athleticism in space. At times, he's going to be an edge setter in the run game. So it's not as complex or as exotic or as sexy, I think, as people think. You know, it's just another opportunity to get one of our better athletes on the grass and a guy that we think has great upside. So we want to use him more. Because last year, you know, we played exclusively at nickel end. So yeah, just getting him on the field.
Jeff Ulbrich, linebackers coach of the Falcons, here on the morning show. You got a lot of options. There are a lot of guys right now on the roster in your position. That means a lot of competition.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're going for. It's the, you know, it's the key theme of our program. Like I said, whoever emerges as the starters this year, they're gonna have to earn it at the highest level because nobody's giving up anything. You know, when you think back a year ago. It's not even close. I'm talking from the first to the third. When you got guys like Warlow, if anybody thinks Warlow's going to give up a spot, they're crazy. You know, you got a guy with Weatherspoon, which obviously we've seen when healthy. You know, he can play at a high level. And then you got these two young rookies that are emerging. It's really fun to see their development, their work ethic, and their attitude. Exactly what we want in our program. And then you throw in the mix a guy like Leroy Reynolds all of a sudden, which, you know, he's been kind of a journeyman, special team guy. I think he's making a case to say, you know, I can play linebacker in this league too. You know, so it's been really fun out here in practice to see those guys battling.